AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Louisiana Republican Congressman Garrett Graves says there will be no deal on raising the nation's debt limit until the White House realizes a basic fact.
We're not talking about draconian cuts. These are reasonable levels of spending. This administration has a spending problem. And until they realize that, unless and until they realize that, we're not going to be able to come together.
Stocks are lower on Wall Street as the government creeps closer to the edge of a potentially disastrous default on its debt. California Democrat Pete Aguilar says proposed Republican budget cuts are draconian.
The speaker insists that there won't be draconian cuts and yet continues to say the spending levels must go down. His position is simply untenable.
Washington is facing a deadline. Washington is facing a default deadline as early as June 1st. People in Guam are being warned anyone not living in a fully concrete house to head to safety elsewhere. Emergency shelters are filling up as people brace for Typhoon Mawar. Albert Eliason is preparing.
Make sure we have adequate drinking water and have water storage for flushing toilets, also 50-gallon drums. Getting our head, just making sure that we have things prepared. Shutters on the windows that need it.
Forecasters say if Guam doesn't take a direct hit, it will be very close. Police say a Kentucky sheriff's deputy was shot and killed during a traffic stop by someone who fled the scene but was later taken into custody. A 19-year-old from Missouri has been arrested, charged with crashing a U-Haul truck into a security barrier at a park across from the White House. Russia claims its troops and security forces quashed a cross-border raid from Ukraine, claiming to have killed more than 70 attackers. It was not possible to independently confirm claims for security reasons. Fans will need to pre-register for free tickets to Paris's 2024 Olympic opening ceremony. This is AP News. Let's check the situation early on Wall Street.
I'm Seth Soutelle, and this is Markets in a Minute. Major indexes are mostly lower on Wall Street in the early going. Investors are watching with concern as talks continue in Washington to ensure the U.S. government continues to pay its bills on time. The S&P 500 was down about 0.3%. The Dow was a little changed, and the NASDAQ composite fell about 0.2%. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy closed a meeting late Monday that they called productive, but ended with no deal. Washington is facing a deadline as early as June 1, when it could run out of cash to pay its bills, including Social Security payments and salaries for government workers. Yelp was up after one of the company's investors urged it to consider a sale. Shares in the online review site were up 9%. European markets were lower, and Asian markets closed mostly lower overnight. Seth Soutelle, New York.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.